WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. This is a WATB disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed in this show do not necessarily reflect the views of We Are the Bride Ministries, We Are the Bride Radio, or We Are the Bride Television. Thank you. Hello, Bride. Are you a writer? Or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. For something and you want to get the devil back, do it like this. Bam! In your face, devil! That's right. Come on now. That's how you do it. Now, if you're really excited, go bam! In your face, devil! So excited to be with you today with another Bible study on starting our second week of Bible study. This is Monday. Come on now. I'm so excited to be with you. Bam in your face, devil. We're about to learn the Word of God today. I'm so excited, Bride, because listen, I appreciate the feedback from you, Bride, talking about how you enjoy how the Holy Spirit gives the revelation to the Word. Listen, I told you, we are praying and asking God, Lord, we are going to read this Bible this year, and we are going to just assume in our hearts this may be the last time we ever touch a Word of God. The fresh Rhema Word, the written Word, because they may try to take it from us one day. So, Lord, what we're asking is that while we're reading, that it would go deep in our heart and we would retain it and that we would learn it, Lord, and that you would grow it deep in our heart and help us to memorize the Word. We want to eat the scrolls, Lord. We want to learn your Word this year in 2018. All right, Bride, we're so excited what we're learning about judgment. Well, we've learned about Noah and the Garden of Eden and the Tower of Babel and Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, we're learning what is God's heart. It is preparing us, bride, for what's coming down the pike to us in America. All right, we're going to do today Genesis 27 through 31. So let's bow our head and ask the Lord to help us, okay? Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for the opportunity to dig in your word with you, Holy Spirit, because you are a teacher and you will teach us all the truth. So we ask you, Holy Spirit, to please teach us today. We thank you and give you praise for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, bride, let's turn in our King James Bibles to Genesis chapter 27. All right, here we go. Genesis 27.
Genesis 27. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son, and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I.
Now, bride, remember we learned that Esau is his favorite son, and that Jacob is Rebekah's favorite son. So, let's see what he asked his favorite son.
And he said, Behold now, I'm old. I know not the day of my death. Now, therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die.
All right, bride, remember that was their bond that they had as father and son, was loving the venison together. So he's saying, son, I really just want one last time with you to share this venison. Will you please go out and kill some and bring it back, and let me bless you. I want to bless you before I die. I mean, that's such an awesome thing to do with your son. Amen.
And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth.
Now, bride, why do you think he did this? You know, for a long time when I read this, I could not understand it. But the other day I had a revelation. When we was reading that scripture, when, was it the Lord that told Rebekah? Or was it her? It was when the kids was born. I think it was an angel that spoke to her and told her, here we go. When she was pregnant with the twins, that the youngest would be, all right, let's see here. Here we go. This is in chapter 25, verse 23. And the Lord said unto her, through an angel, the Lord said unto her, two nations are in your womb, and the two manner of people shall be separated from your bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. So she understands the power of what is about to happen with the father giving the blessing to the oldest son. So she is telling Jacob, listen to me, son, do as I say. Go feed me, go get me some kids, goats. Now remember, the venison is deer. He's telling the other son, Isaac is, to go get the deer. But she is telling him, okay, and bring me, let's see, here we go. And she's telling him, thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat and that he may bless you before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I'm a smooth man. Okay, well, let's keep going. Let's let this read.
And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing.
Well, I would say he's being pretty wise, wouldn't you? He's saying, Mom, I'm going to go in there, and I am not hairy like my brother is. Don't you think he's going to curse me instead of bless me? Let's hear what old Mama
said. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. And he went, and fetched, and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said,
Okay, pause right there. First of all, that's kind of a lie, isn't it? When he says, Because the Lord thy God brought it to thee. Wow, God could have struck him dead. But you know something else, Bride, that I just remembered that may have something to do with why the transfer is taking place? And I want you to think about this, Bride, what's happening in America. I believe this is significant to what's about to happen. The transfer of impartation, the transfer of anointings, the transfer of the blessings, the transfer of the, the general to the younger is exactly what's happening here. Do you remember when Jacob talked to Esau about the bowl of soup and how Esau gave up his birthright for this? He sure did. The judgment that's coming to America, a lot of it has to do with this. A lot of the people that have been lukewarm and that have hurt God's name has put this before God. They have put idols before him. They have given up their birthright. But they did it willingly for the price of what they have received. Okay? But what we're about to see happen is what is about to happen in this nation. Now, she knew that Esau had given up his right as well. So, look, she had the word of the Lord, and then she had him doing his own thing where he gave up his right.
Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not.
So he questioned
it. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near, and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine.
Here's the blessing.
That people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee. And blessed be he that blesseth thee.
Wow.
And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat.
Man.
And brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise, and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me?
Man.
And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed.
Wow.
And Esau heard the words of his father. He cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father.
Now he knew right there, Brian, he had lost his blessing. He was too late. He lost his blessing. Wow.
And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. And he said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing? To him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
Hey, Brian, I just want to tell you, I had to take a quick pause. So when you saw that one verse skip, please forgive me. When you consider this, oh my goodness, how Esau must have felt. And we're comparing this to today's judgment, the one that's coming. I pray that backslid ministers, people that are backslid, when the judgment hits, like right there, the judgment just hit him, that we have repentant hearts. That's what he's doing. Like, Lord, I see what I've lost. Please forgive me. Is there any way I can have it back? And the way it looks right here, because he says, Esau said unto his fathers, verse 38. Well, let's go to 37, the one that skipped. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? But bride, remember, when they come out of the womb, it was prophesied unto Rebecca for that. So she already knew this was coming, which I think is why she was led to do that type of deal. But then Esau's reaction is something when he says, And Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but just one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Remember, bride, when this judgment comes, we're going to hear a whole lot of crying. When people are being judged, we're going to have to obey the Lord in spite of the suffering. All right, let's keep going. We're on verse 39.
And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above.
Aww.
And by thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass that when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck.
Wow.
And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him.
All right. Right there, Brian. What did I tell you in the other judgment? Remember this. The other judgment, the same thing happened. When they saw the people blessed, they hated them. And that's what the scripture is saying right here with Esau and Jacob. He hated him because of the blessing. Wow. Let's see what happens.
And
this is going to be interesting.
His heart,
He hated him so much, he was wanting to kill him. Wow.
And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, purposing to kill thee.
So she warned him.
Now therefore, my son, obey my voice and arise. Flee thou to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day?
So in other words, she knows that Esau is really mad, and she's trying to save both sons. She knows there's a lot of anger going on here. So she tells him, I will call you back whenever his anger goes down, okay? All right, just go and be safe. I don't want to lose you too.
And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth.
Yeah.
Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land. What good shall my life do me?
Let's pause and read that again. I want to make sure I understood that right. And Rebekah, the mama, said to Isaac, her husband, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do to me? Well, I don't know what she means, but we may find out in the next chapter. All right, Bride, we're on chapter 28. So Isaac is still living at this point.
Genesis 28. And Isaac called Jacob.
Yeah.
And blessed him, and charged him, and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father. Take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's
brother. Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Duh! His wife, Rebekah, tricked him. That's what that was, Bride. Because Rebekah said to him, I'm weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are the daughters of the land, what good should my life do to me? Making it sound like it's Isaac's idea to send him away. Wow. Pretty sharp. Sharp woman.
Mother, and God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee.
Wow. Wow.
And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan Aram unto Laban, son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's, and Esau's mother.
Pause. He just got the biggest blessing of all. He got Abraham's blessing. Wow. So, Rebekah was actually very smart. Because she was able to send him away from the son's anger, and get the hugest blessing of all. Let's consider this blessing again, Bride. Arise and go to Padan-Aram, to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. Now remember what Isaac's father, Abraham, wanted for him. Remember, he got him a wife from his family. Keeping it in the old family line here, huh? Not mixing, apparently, right now. They're not mixing with other races. They're keeping it there. And it says here, and give thee a, let's see, and God Almighty bless thee, and make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people. And give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, and thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob. Wow, isn't this amazing?
When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob, and sent him away to Padan Aram, to take him a wife from thence. And that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. And that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother, and was gone to Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael, and took unto the wives which he had, Mahalath.
No! No! Wait a minute! There's a principle right there, Bride. There is a principle to learn. He had bitterness in his heart. He had anger in his heart, wrath, murder in his heart. What did it say? Man, are we learning a lot today? Right here. Then went... Because it says here, and Esau, seeing that the daughters, that Jacob obeyed his father and mother and was gone to Padan Aram. And Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael and took unto the wives which he had, Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nehoath, to be his wife. Wow. So now we are basically back to Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. One son who is not the promise, which was Esau. Remember when Rebekah was given birth, how God spoke to him, the one, the youngest one, will be the one that is the promised one. The oldest one that was not the promise, he ended up giving away his birthright because... he was greedy. He gave away his birthright. And now, when he lost his inheritance, what did he do? He went over to the dark side. He went over there to Ishmael's family. But God wanted Jacob to stay pure. So he said, go back to the family line. So he went back to the pure flow. One went to the wrong flow and one went to the pure flow. Wow, is this amazing what we're learning? Let's keep going.
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep.
Oh.
And to thy seed.
Whoa.
Thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south.
I've just got to pause. I am so ready to cry right now, Bride. God must be fixing to take Isaac home. You know, I don't know if you all watching this know me, but years ago, 5 years ago, the Lord sent me on a year and a half journey of praying with people on their deathbed. And I learned a lot about death. I learned a lot about time, how short time is here on earth. I learned that when people die, they're not screaming out, I want my career. Where is all my millions? Where's my money? Where's my car? No. No, no, no. All that vainness on their deathbed is out the window. They want to know, where is my family? Where is my family and what is my relationship like with God? That's why he wanted to bless his children. And when he sent him off, it's almost like he knew he would not see him again. When he sent off Jacob, because he's like, I'm going to bless you. You're going to have all this. You're going to have all this and whatnot. So he said his blessings before they died. But then here's Jacob. We just read where it said that he obeyed his mom and father. And what did his father tell him? Isaac, he said, you will have Abraham's blessing. You will receive that reward. So now he's laying in the field. And he goes into this dream and he sees this ladder. And there is Jesus at the top of the ladder. Or God, let's see what it says here. The Lord, okay, the Lord stood above it. And he said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac, and the land where you lie to thee, I will give it unto your seed. God is making a fresh covenant with Jacob. Now, bride, this should teach us about the judgment again. I'm telling you, the Lord is preparing the bride for this judgment. Listen. The Lord spoke to us during those 40 days and said that every person is held accountable their own self. Every person is held accountable to God for their own self. So we cannot go to heaven and say, well, my pastor was in sin and I was loyal to my pastor. And you know, I just feel like I should be blessed because of that. Or, you know, whatever, following someone else into sin. The Lord showed us on those days of idols, we are held accountable to God for ourselves only. If we sit under a leader that we know is going off the pits, they're going off into hell, then we are approving of what they're doing and we will answer for that. We cannot do that, bride. We cannot do that. We will answer for that. So this is another example of God's character. Remember, we're asking God, bride, Lord, reveal your heart to us in this word. As we're examining your word, show yourself to us. You said in your word, I'm going to cry, but you said in your word that if we seek you, we will find you. And the Lord is revealing himself, bride. I don't know how people can read this word and not see the judgment coming. How can they not know God's character? Anyways, he is establishing his fresh covenant with Jacob right now. And he's letting Jacob know, listen, I am doing this for you. I'm giving you this land. I'm going to bless the seed. Okay, let me do this. I've got this. I'm crying. Hold on. Whew, this is good stuff, bride. I'm telling you, these Bible studies, they're amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay. And he says, and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now, isn't that the same that we heard from Abraham? And then we heard from Isaac. And now Jacob. So God is letting him know, you are just as important as the other ones. You are my inheritance carrier. And that's who we are, bride. Let's continue. Wow.
And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not.
Bride, I got that song in my spirit. I just want to cry so much because this word is so good. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can feel the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Wow. I mean, Brad, I can just imagine that that is what he was thinking. Wow. I just had a dream and saw a ladder go all the way to heaven and angels ascending and descending. And then the Lord stands up there and looks at me and says, "Behold, I am with thee. I'm going to bless you with all the seed you could ever imagine. I will be with you. I will never leave you. I was with your father. I was with your grandfather. I will never leave you." Wow. I'm just in awe right now because I just feel his presence so much right here in this word. It's so amazing. Whew. Jesus, thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you so much.
He was afraid and said, "How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it.
Oh.
And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first.
Yes.
And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee."
Wow. Remember, Brian, we learned about tithing. This is another confirmation of tithing. We saw it with Melchizedek. We're seeing it again. "I will surely give the tenth unto thee." And that place there is set for a pillar. You know, when I obeyed the Lord and gave this woman my car, I told that woman, I said, "You just don't know the experiences I had with the Lord in that car." I felt the same way about that car that he did about Bethel. Because when you experience the Lord and you have these encounters with him, you'll never forget those places. It's really sacred to you. It's hollow to you. You know, I remember when I first came back to the Lord, well, I say sold out. I was with the Lord. I just wasn't sold out. I wasn't fully dead, if you know what I'm saying. 5 years ago. And I remember walking down to the creek when I surrendered. And I sat there in the creek bed on a rock, waving my feet in the water. looking up into the sky and having the most beautiful, beautiful conversations with the Lord. It was so holy there. And one day I was in the creek, and I was so thirsty. I've been there for hours talking to the Lord, and I just told the Lord, I said, Lord, will you bring me some water? I'm really thirsty. And I couldn't drink the creek water. It wasn't good. And I want you to know, about 10 minutes later, because I was on the dead end and nobody ever drives down there, here come a car. They pulled up, rolled their window down, and said, ma'am, what are you doing in the creek? And I told them. I said, I'm praying. And they said, you're praying? I said, yes. And you know, I ended up sharing my testimony to them women. They turned their car off and listened to my testimony. They were crying and everything. I prayed for them ladies. And then they said, ma'am, can we give you a bottle of water? You must be thirsty out here. God, it's those times with the Lord that you cannot explain to people. One time I walked down there, because I did it, you know, about 4 or 5 months in that spot. I walked down there one day, and there was a beautiful set of yellow tulips. They look like tulips. And I walked over there, and I mean, they were just wild, just grew out of nowhere. And I picked them up, put them in a vase, and then I got a call from one of my friends who had mental problems. And she, you know, had demons and stuff. And I took them to her, and I told her, I said, I want to tell you something about these beautiful yellow flowers. I said, these flowers are not normal flowers. These flowers are from God. He gave them to me in my prayer closet. And now he told me to give them to you. These are anointed flowers. You know, it's the little things like that. Oh, whew, I am where Jacob was right now. Okay, here we go. Oh, we're on verse 29, okay.
Genesis 29. Then Jacob went on his journey, and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks.
What? Another well?
After that well, they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep. Put the stone again upon the well's mouth in its place.
Does this not sound so much like Isaac's story? The whole situation is funny why it's repeating itself. Let's keep going.
Jacob said unto them, my brethren, whence be ye? And they said, of Haran are we. And he said unto them, know ye Laban the son of Nahor? And they said, we know him. And he said unto them, is he well? And they said, he is well. And behold, Rachel his daughter cometh with the sheep.
Said, same type of story.
It is yet high day. Neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, we cannot until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth. Then we water the sheep. And while he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them.
Wow, come on, Rachel. She was a worker. She was a keeper of the sheep. All right, now.
To pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother.
Oh.
Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept.
Wow.
Told Rachel that he was her father's brother, and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father.
Wow.
And it came to pass, when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house.
Aww.
And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, "Surely thou art my bone and my flesh." And he abode with him the space of a month.
Wow, he stayed a while.
"Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be?" And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored.
Where?
And Jacob loved Rachel and said, "I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter."
All right, pause. I'm catching on to something, Bride. Wait a minute. Let's compare Esau and Jacob to Leah and Rachel. Jacob was the promised one, right? Esau was the one that gave up his rights and privileges. So he was kind of the lesser one. Now look what's happening with Leah and Rachel. That's what's happening right now. He fell in love with the younger, just like he is younger.
And Laban said, "It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me." And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days.
Wow.
He had to her.
Wow, he loved her.
And Jacob said unto Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her." And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him. And he went in unto her.
What?
And gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaid.
What?
And it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah.
What?
And he said to Laban, "What is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me?"
Hold on a minute. Yes, I do know about this story, but I'm having a revelation, Bride. Check this out. Look how he tricked his brother Esau, and now the father-in-law has tricked him. Wow. Now it turned around and was played on him, wasn't it? But here's the thing. When it happened to Jacob and Esau, it was not at Jacob's choice. It was at the mother, Rebekah's choice, that he has to serve. I mean, that he had to do that and lie to his father, remember? He's like, "I don't want to be cursed, Mom. If I lie to him, I'll be cursed." She's like, "Let it be on me. If it happens, let it be on me." So now he goes to this town. His father's dying. He and his father, he's honoring his father, who says, "I want you to meet a woman out of our family line." He goes and meets this woman, falls in love with her, and says, "I will work for you for 7 years for this woman." He didn't want Leah, the oldest one. But at this father's choice, see what is happening, this man? All this stuff is out of his hand, at his father's choice and at his mama's choice. At the father-in-law's choice, he gave him Leah first. There was a trick. There was a, just like what happened with the porridge and with the inheritance swap. Wow. Wow. There's got to be a correlation here for some reason. Let's keep going.
And Laban said, "It must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years.
Oh, man.
And Jacob did so. And fulfilled her week.
Gave him
Rachel his daughter to wife also. And Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah his handmaid to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel. And he loved also Rachel more than Leah.
Yes.
And served with him yet 7 other years.
Okay, pause right here. Man, there is so much we could talk about right here, Bride. My goodness. Not only is it a swap, but think about Leah. Leah is obeying her father, all right? She's obeying her father even though she knows that he does not want her. He wants the pretty one. She's tender-eyed. And she knows he wants the younger one because she's prettier than her. But the father is telling her, you need to go in there and you need to be with this man. But she obeyed her father and went in and did it. Can you imagine if you was Leah, how that must have felt? But not only that, but to be him, Jacob. To wake up and see you've been having sex with this woman all night and it's not the woman you was in love with. I mean, can you imagine how 7 years he dreamed of that night? And then to wake up and find out it wasn't her. I mean, how disappointing can you get? So he goes and confronts him. Let's go back and review this, because I think this is going to be key to the future here. And Laban, okay, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in into her. I've waited 7 years to have sex with this woman. Please give her to me. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him. And he went in unto her. And Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that in the morning, when he sobered up probably, in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this that you have done to me? Did not I serve you for Rachel? Why did you beguile me? And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country, to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, which is their tradition, to have consummate for a week. And we will give you this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so, fulfilled her week, and then he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife as well. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaiden, to be her maid. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him 7 other years. So even though he was deceived, he still did it. He still honored that father-in-law. All right, so let's keep going.
And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb. But Rachel was barren, and Leah conceived and bare a son. And she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again, and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah, and left bearing.
All right, bride, now picture what is happening here. Let me tell you, I've got so much going through my mind right here. Okay, let's look at the grandpa here. Let's see what happened between Abraham and Sarah. They got tired of waiting, so she gave Hagar to be his wife. And then they had a son, which was Ishmael. But then when Ishmael was born, Hagar ended up despising the wife, the real wife. Does this not all sound the same? But now he is having kid after kid with this one girl, with Rachel, not with Rachel, but Leah, having kid after kid. And Leah, poor thing, look at it from her point of view. She's like, oh, surely he'll love me after this one. Oh, surely he'll love me after this one. Surely he'll love me after this one. Surely he'll love me after this one. But then here is Rachel over there, the truly loved one that probably gets all his affections and attention. Maybe with Leah, it's more like duty. I'm just with you for duty. But with Rachel, she's my loved one. She's my promised one. She's the one I really want to be with. I'm sorry, honey, that you cannot conceive. You know, I mean, can you imagine now how Rachel feels that she is barren. I mean, and then you look at God. How God had compassion upon Leah. Isn't that something? That he had compassion and then shut up Rachel's womb. So let's see what happens here. Now we are in chapter 30.
Genesis 30. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children, or else I die.
See?
And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I in God's stead who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her.
What?
Upon my knees.
What?
And I also have children by her.
Please, what the world? Are you kidding? That's the same thing that happened with Abraham. Wow, with Hagar. The same situation.
And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And she called his name Naphtali.
Man.
When Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpah her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife.
What?
And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bare Jacob's son. And Leah said, a troop cometh. And she called his name Gad.
Man, this man is pumping him out.
Bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher.
Goodness.
And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband? And wouldst thou take away my son's mandrakes also?
What?
And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes.
Wait a minute. Are they doing like an Esau and Jacob swap of the bowl of soup? Is that what it sounds like, Brad? Let's continue.
And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him and said, thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night. And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived, and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, God hath given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband. And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again, and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, God hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun.
Wow.
And afterwards she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah.
Hmm.
And God remembered Rachel. And God hearkened to her and opened her womb.
Aww.
And she conceived and bare a son and said, God hath taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son.
Well, here's Joseph.
Rachel had born Joseph. Then Jacob said unto Laban, send me away, that I may go unto mine own place and to my country.
Pause a minute. Let me go back and read this. What? All right. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened up her womb. And she conceived and bare a son and said, God hath taken away my reproach. That's the same thing basically with Sarah, Abraham and Sarah. Now they have Isaac, the promised one. Okay, and she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away, which is her father, that I may go unto my... Oh, Jacob said it unto Laban, the father-in-law. Send me away, that I may go to my own place and to my country. In other words, I got a full house now. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done.
Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry.
What?
For I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake.
Wow.
He said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me. For it was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming. And now, when shall I provide for mine own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock.
Wow.
I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face, every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word.
So he cut a deal with him.
The he-goats that were ring and straight and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and pilled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had pilled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods.
That is funny.
And brought forth cattle, ring-straight, speckled and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks toward the ring-straight.
All right, pause. We know that Jacob is the promised one, right? And that he has the blessings of Abraham, which means everything that he touches is blessed. So he tells his father-in-law, because his father-in-law wants him to stay longer. So he's like, don't worry about paying me, but I would like cattle. So he worked all this out, and look what he did. Let's see what God does here.
And all the brown in the flock of Laban, and he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in.
Wow.
And the stronger, Jacob's.
Wow, that was smart.
He increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maid servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses.
So he is leaving there loaded, bruh. All right, now we're on the last chapter for today. Oh, this is so good, I hate to stop.
Genesis 31. And he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory.
Hmm.
And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before.
What?
And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee.
Hold on a minute. Do we see jealousy because of his prosperity? What? Let's read this again. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. Wow. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not towards him as before. Wow.
And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field and to his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father hath been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times.
Wow.
But God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said thus, the ring straight shall be thy hire, then bear all the cattle ring straight. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father and given them to me.
Wow.
And it came to pass at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, Here am I. And he said, Lift up now thine eyes, and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straked, speckled, and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and thou bowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred.
Oh, bam, in your face, devil. God did that to bless him. Wow. We've got to be led of the Holy Ghost, baby, so that we know when to do something like that. God is genius.
And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold us, and hath quite devoured also our money.
Oh, Lord.
For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do.
Ooh.
Then Jacob rose up, and set his sons and his wives upon camels. And he carried away all his cattle, and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Padan Aram, or to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's.
Oh,
and
man.
And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian.
Hold it on. I'm having another, I don't know what you call these. Epiphanies, revelation. Revelation is probably the best word. Rachel just sat there and said, what about our inheritance of our father? Shall we leave? Let's go back and examine that. Because she's the one that stole the idols from her father. Because she was upset she didn't get her inheritance, her earthly inheritance, after God had just given her wealth from his inheritance. Oh, let's examine this bride. Let's look at this again. All right. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? So it's both girls. Knowing they're about to leave their father, what is their inheritance from there? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us and has quite devoured also our money. So they felt shafted by their father. For all the riches which God has taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Not then, whatsoever God has said unto you, do it. Then Jacob rose up, set his sons and wives on the camels, and carried away all his cattle, and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Padan, to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. So she brought the false idols into the camp. Wow. Whew. I hate to see what's going to happen here, bride. I don't feel good about this, do you?
In that, he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river, and set his face toward the Mount of Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. Pursued after him 7 days' journey, and they overtook him in the Mount of Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said unto him, Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad.
Oh!
Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched
sword. All right, pause. Laban is so mad because Jacob left with all this stuff. He left with all the cattle. He left with the daughters. Didn't say bye. Snuck out of there and even stole from him these idols. So it says here that it was told to Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban, the Syrian, in a dream at night, and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. You know, God did that to me one time, Brian. I was going to talk to someone and tell them what I saw, and God said, don't you dare. That person is my prophet. Don't you dare. God will do that. He will come and tell you. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, what have you done that thou hast stolen away unaware from me, and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Wherefore did thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and did not tell me, that I might have sent you away with myrrh and with songs and tabret and harp? In other words, why didn't you let me send you out good, send you out right?
Didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me, that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs, with tabret and with harp, and hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing.
Yeah.
It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though thou wouldst needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure thou wouldst take by force thy daughters from me. With whosoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live. Before our brethren discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them.
Man.
And Laban went into Jacob's tent, and into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tents. But he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent, and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images, and put them in the camel's furniture, and sat upon them. Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said to her father, let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images.
Man.
And Jacob was wroth and chode with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all thy household stuff?
Man.
Say here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes
20 years
have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not
Wow.
eaten. That which was torn of beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night.
Well, it sounds like to me, Bride, his integrity is hurt. He is arguing over his integrity. Look what I've done for you. Look how I've honored you. Look how I protected you. Look how I did this. Look how I did that. And you come to my camp, and you come hotly after me, and then you accuse me of this. How dare you?
Thus I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle.
Man.
And thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen my affliction, and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight.
Wow.
And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, these daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children. And these cattle
for my cattle.
What?
And all that thou seest is mine. And what can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore come thou. Let us make a covenant, I and thou. And let it be for a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. And Jacob said unto his brethren, gather stones. And they took stones and made an heap. And they did eat there upon the heap. And Laban called it Jagar Sahabatha. But Jacob called it Galeed. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name of it called Galeed. And Mizpah, for he said, the Lord watch between me and thee, when we are absent one from another. If thou shalt afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives beside my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is witness betwixt me and thee. And Laban said to Jacob, behold this heap, and behold this pillar, which I have cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be witness, and this pillar be witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us. And Jacob sware by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount, and called his brethren to eat bread. And they did eat bread, and tarried all night in the mount. And early in the morning Laban rose up, and kissed his sons and his daughters, and blessed them. And Laban departed, and returned unto his place.
Wow, Brad, this is the perfect place to stop. Perfect! Because now we are learning how he got his wives and his children, and how he got all of his blessings, how God blessed him, and how he has the inheritance of God. I mean, wow! Look at all the things we're learning and all the principles we're learning. Is God amazing or what? All right, Brad, well, this is so good. I am so excited about tomorrow. God bless you, Brad.